Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And just spell it out there and put a .com on the end, and when you get there, you'll find my newsletter, you'll find my blog, you'll find thousands of archives and articles and hundreds of Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, Jordan Goodman. Jordan's our good friend. He was, for about 18 years, he was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. He's the author of a number of books, including two bestsellers, and including the brand spanking new one, which I think is fascinating, Master Your Money Type. Jordan's the guy who helps us understand why we do what we do with our money. Jordan, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you here. How are things going?
Excellently, except gas prices are a little bit higher than people would like. But
gas prices are a little higher, huh?
And they're going higher, Jim. They're going to look back and say, in May 2006, remember the good old days when we were paying only $3 a gallon, something like that?
Just a little bit, yeah, absolutely.
And that's really hurting small business real hard.
Well, it is. For two reasons. Small business owners are getting a double whammy right now, Jordan. One is interest rates,
right,
which is a tax on us. And the other is fuel prices, which
is
a tax on
us. In many cases, they can't really pass it on to customers, so they're having to eat the difference.
Well, because most of the people who can pass through gas price increases are the people who have contracts with their company, with their customers, and there is a surcharge factor.
Fuel surcharge, that's right.
In there. And
people don't have that.
Not most small businesses, they don't.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
You're right, it's tough
and they're
right
seeing
now.
It. I mean, UPS, which is obviously a big, or FedEx, which are big suppliers to small businesses,
right,
are putting through fuel surcharges.
Well, I was just in Washington, D.C., just last week, and the taxis are, you know, they've got their fuel surcharge,
that's right,
too.
That's right. So you're starting. So that's a real cost, as you say, as well as interest rates. The Fed has raised rates 16 straight times the last 16 meetings.
Yep.
It seems that they may be pausing, but it's not even that clear about it. And that's designed to slow the economy. And it to some extent is. I mean, the economy is still growing pretty fast, and small business is where all the growth is. But the Federal Reserve doesn't like it this hot, and so they're going to keep. You know, it takes a while for these things to work their way through. Of course, the prime rate, which is what most small businesses are borrowing at, is
no, well. No. You're wrong about that. You're
8%.
A little bit off on that, Jordan, because small businesses don't live in the world of prime. We live in a world of prime plus, prime plus one, prime plus two, prime plus three.
In many cases, that's right. Depends on the credit of the owner. In many cases,
most cases, small business owners don't get to see prime rate, even if they're unless they're in a highly competitive market, which there's a lot of competition out there in the banking industry right now.
There is. There's excess capital. They have huge amounts of money they don't know what to do with in the banking industry.
In many cases, that's exactly right.
They're putting it out like crazy. I mean, I get offers all the time in the mail. It's not from a local bank,
right,
national firms offering below prime, you know, 0% or 1.9% for 6 months.
Right.
And I bounce around to what's called credit card surfing, where you move from one to another. And so that is available for a lot of small businesses if you keep your credit report up in a good way.
What is your – let's get back to your money type, mastering your money type. I really was fascinated by the conversation we had last time. And you talked to us a little bit about the different kinds of money types. Why don't you give us a quick tour of those types, just real quickly, and then let's land on one of them and flesh one of them out.
The book is called Master Your Money Type, Using Your Financial Personality to Create a Life of Wealth and Freedom, came out this year. And they can find out more about it at my website, moneyanswers.com. And I talk about six different money types, and in no particular order. They are the debt desperado, the striver, which is a lot of your small business entrepreneurs, the high roller, coasters, ostriches, and squirrels. Those are the six different money types that I've identified. Probably the biggest two in the small business world would be strivers and high rollers, because by the nature of it, starting a small business is a risky venture. And if they don't have that sense of, you know, ability to take risk in their gut, they're not going to start a small business.
Give us the short definition of the striver.
Strivers are people who really want to make it work, and they invest a lot in education. They figure out what they're going to do, and they go and are willing to take the risk. The problem with drivers in many cases is they're spending at the next level before they're there. So, for example, a lot of people who are drivers have recently been buying homes they can't really afford, but it looks good from the outside. It's very important for a driver to look good.
But as a small business owner, is a driver? I think you may have just answered my question. Is where does deferred gratification for in a small business owner? Where does that fit in your list?
Well, with drivers, they should have more deferred gratification than they do, and they tend to buy homes and for businesses equipment, cars, clothes that look really great at level A when their business is at level B. If you know.
Well, those kinds of drivers, Jordan, are the ones who don't understand business finances, because they believe that if you're in business and all this money's coming in, they actually believe, the ones you're talking about, actually believe that money belongs to them. They don't realize it belongs to their employees and their vendors.
That's right, and that's why they skim it off the top to make everything look good, mm-hmm. and it can starve the business of cash flow that they really need. So that's the downside of a driver. The upside is they really do make things happen, and they're not encumbered by fear, as like the... the squirrels, for example, are mm-hmm. totally overwhelmed by fear and don't want to take any risk. That's not a good place to be as a small business person or an entrepreneur, to be paralyzed by fear. Those are the kind of the spectrum, you might say.
Right. So from strivers to squirrels, and a striver with a good understanding of how economics works, how the marketplace works, how the money that you take in, who it belongs to and where it's supposed to go, and how you can wind up with a little of it, that kind of a striver is probably a pretty healthy combination, isn't it?
I would agree so, yeah. I mean, a more extreme version of the striver are the high rollers that take even bigger risks. And this is like creating a product or coming out there without really having market tested it, but saying, I know it's good. Kind of, they'll be the door to my path to my door if I put out a really good product. It doesn't always work that way.
There are people that I have met, Jordan, who a lot of different people I've met, and what it seems to me the difference in them is where they put their decimal points. In other words, some people are comfortable talking about thousands.
Yeah.
And some people wouldn't talk about thousands if their life depended on it. They can only talk about millions.
That's right. And it's nice to have dreams, but a lot of them don't make it there.
Well, exactly. But occasionally you see them, you know, their attitude is if you don't talk about millions, you never make millions. So hold on to that thought, Jordan. We're going to take a quick break, folks.
Sure.
Jordan Goodman is our guest. He's the author of Your Money Type, Master Your Money Type. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jordan Goodman, the author of Lies, Reading Between the Lies, and also Master Your Money Type, among other books. Jordan, give us your website again.
Sure. MoneyAnswers.com. And I do take emails and glad to help people on really any aspect of their business or personal finance.
I appreciate you making that available to my audience, Jordan. Jordan, and folks, we've been talking about the different money types that, and by the way, you are a money type, and whether you know it or not, and some of us are more than one money type, I think, probably,
right,
Jordan.
Right, probably you have a majority type and you have a minority type. Something.
All right.
Majority, probably most small business people would be strivers or high rollers, but they may have some squirrel or debt desperado with them. I mean, if a striver goes over the edge, he becomes a debt desperado pretty quickly, you know.
Well, and as you learn, as you make mistakes, as you get stung, as you fail and succeed, you evolve back and forth, don't you?
To some extent, depends on your circumstances, but it also depends on what happened in your parents' and grandparents' situation.
Right.
I mean, say your parents were growing up as children during the Depression, and your grandparents, you know, lost the farm or lost the business during the Depression,
right. They
makes them very, very cautious and become squirrels. I mean, in many cases, our parents are squirrels because they saw people lose everything,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to take any risk whatsoever with their money, with entrepreneurial risk, and their problem is they have it all in safe, so-called safe CDs and money market
right. Funds,
which feels safe, except their money's not growing enough to keep up with inflation. We talked about oil prices.
They may actually be losing money.
And on an after-tax, after-inflation basis, they're falling behind. But it doesn't feel right. That way because their money is so-called guaranteed.
Well, they got the cash because they remember. I can remember my parents did grow up in the Depression, Jordan.
Yeah.
And I remember them saying, never mind, money. We didn't have any money. In other words, they said it wasn't that they were poor or whatever. Their point was they'd go days without seeing any money.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're right about that.
You really hold on to it very, very tightly.
But let's get back into the 21st century. Here's a question for you, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
How does a small business, let's say we've got a striver, risk taker, small business owner out there, but this person has made some mistakes, but they've learned and they understand that they're still entrepreneurial, they still take risks
with their
assets. But they understand now what it takes to be successful, and they actually are being successful. They have got some retained earnings they can hold on to.
Yeah.
They are able to pay themselves a decent salary, maybe even a bonus. Here's the challenge I think most small business owners have. How do I invest that money? Should I put it back in the business, which is hungry for my capital?
Yeah.
Should I put it back in the business because that's easy to do? There's always a quick place for it to go. I can see the opportunity. And then, but how much of it should I pull out and maybe, you know, make sure my 401k is funded?
Right. Balance between your own money and what the business is going to
There's
take.
A balance right. there, but these are the things that people are thinking about all day
right.
long in successful small
well,
business
I think
owners.
You've got to look out for yourself to some extent. I mean, you do want to look out for your employees and make sure that the business does have enough capital, but if you're doing really well and producing some excess cash, I think you want to take some of it out. And so you could do that certainly through a 401k or pension plan or SEP or something like that and invest it for yourself, because otherwise the business is growing, but you have no money yourself, and I see this all the time.
Right.
I mean, I'll tell you what I think is doing really, really well right now as far as investing personally. These oil and gas royalty trusts have just done extremely well. These are companies that have about 30, 40 years of oil and gas reserves. They pump it out. They pay very high dividend yields of between 10 and 12% on an annualized basis, except they're paying it monthly. So there's a way of really getting much higher yields than certainly a CD or money market fund. I'll give you some names of some of them, Jim, if you'd like.
Okay.
Some of my favorites, well, these are the names of the stocks and their stock symbols. Petra Fund is PTF, Enerplus Resources, ERF, Provident Energy, PVX, Prime West Energy, PWI. Those are four right there. Yields of 10 to 12% paid monthly. And in fact, with oil prices where they are, over $70 a barrel, they're raising their dividend yields on a regular basis. So there's
and of course,
really
folks, we make no, there are no, we're not making any
no
offers,
guarantees.
Or, no that's, guarantees or anything
right.
like that. These are just funds that you've been observing. I'm sure we can contact, either go online or contact
sure.
our
or
brokers
I'll
whatever.
Tell you about it at MoneyAnswers.com as well.
Yeah, money.
But,
all right.
You know, the point is, you can make money from higher oil prices here, and not just complain about it. And that's a way of getting it as current dividend income. If
hedging.
You don't need it, you can reinvest it as well.
It's like hedging.
It is like hedging. A lot of people are very exposed to higher oil prices, and they're not on the other side of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a little bit on both sides here, and that's, to me, a good way to do it. I've done these things, and they've just been spectacular. I got Enerplus at, like, 12. It's now about 53, and
wow.
they've been paying a 10% dividend all the way along.
Just is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for you.
And they're going higher.
I've got about 1 minute. What's your last thought for small business owners, what to do with their money right now?
Well, I think they've got to really be careful with their cash flow, invest in their businesses, but take care of themselves as well. I mean, you can just pour everything into your business and hope to make the big money at the end when you sell it, but you got to take care of yourself and put money aside, invest for your own retirement, take care of your own financial needs. Do a budget that's going to affect yourself, not only the business. People are so confused. Their small business and their personal business is so intertwined that they don't look out for themselves in many cases.
What about the real estate that they own, that they their business is in? Do you recommend that they own that?
In general, if they can, you know, real estate in general has been doing quite well. So,
yeah.
Yes, instead of renting, if you have an appreciating asset, you want to put more money into it. if it's a depreciating asset, if real estate's going down, then you don't want to be putting money into it. Then leasing makes more sense.
I've seen a lot of small businesses that by the time the founders retired, the business wasn't worth much, but the real estate was worth a lot.
That's true.
So thank God they bought the real estate. Hey, Jordan, give us the website one more time.
MoneyAnswers.com, and glad to help people with emails as well.
Master Your Money Type is the new book, wherever books are sold and at his website. Jordan, thank you for being here. Good job. See you next
Thanks
time.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jordan Goodman. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Bill Schley. We're going to talk about branding. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.